Rita Ora, She's Back, Did She Ever Go Away? That's your song here on Beat 102 and 103. Well, it's been a massive week for Tammy Darcy of the Shona Project. Just last Wednesday, she won the Social Entrepreneur of Ireland Award for the Shona Project, which has only been in operation for just over a year. Shona has a new website as well and a new pledge. And to tell us more, Tammy is joining us this morning. Every time I write your name, I write Shona.
Everybody does.
It's okay.
Yeah, everybody does. Even people that know me and have met me call keep calling Shona. Me that. Yeah, yeah.
I type it in as GH because we have a Shona here on air and yes. I think she does GH.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, it's all very confusing.
It's fine.
But you've been here before and Shona is your sister and that's who
sister.
You've named it
yeah.
after. So, yeah. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You've had a big week.
We've had a very big week. We've had so much going on.
When I was talking to you a few months ago, you had been whittled down into the final of the Social Entrepreneur Awards.
And I was shocked at that.
And now you've won it.
Yeah.
Do they tell you the reasons why?
They don't. I think what might have swung it is the fact that we have a really good business model behind what we do. So a lot of social entrepreneurs, they come from a social background. So they know the impact they want to create, but they mightn't have the knowledge of how to create a business to sustain it. I think that we have that. I myself have a master's in social enterprise, which I did in order to go after this award.
And it is entrepreneurs, but social entrepreneurs, as you say. So
yeah, but I mean, you need to be able to sustain it and keep it going and not to be relying on handouts. So, you know, I think that might have been part of it, but we also have a really strong community. Our ambassadors are amazing. We had three of them with us the other night. They're really good at telling their story, and our board are really good too. So, and the fact that we went national straight away, I think, helped us to gain momentum. Now it means I'm driving to Dublin every other day, but you know, so I think that might have been it. Yeah.
So you're going to base yourself in the southeast. It's just a fact of having to go to Dublin a lot because a lot of stuff happens.
And also to travel around Ireland to the schools that we visit as well. Yeah, but I mean, we've a really good community locally as well.
And as we said, you have a new website and its tagline on it is that, you know, being a girl in Ireland can be really tough. And at Shona, we celebrate women from all over the world, those who succeed and those who overcome, those who lead and those who think, those who win and those who learn. And what a lovely, inspiring statement to make for the Shona Project.
Yeah.
In what sense do you teach those things to young girls? In what way do you do that?
Well, there's a few areas that we're really focusing on. One of the things is that there's so many positive female role models out there, but they're not celebrated in the same way or at the same level. So we're trying to work on that. We're trying to teach girls through our website, through our workshops and through our other events that those who've had challenges or who've gone through a hard time haven't necessarily failed. And that's what a lot of them do. If they go through something hard, they just give up on themselves. And if you listen to the stories of any one of our ambassadors, they've all been through awfully hard times and they were knocked, but they got back up again.
Give us an example of one of your ambassadors.
Well, they showed a video the other night in the Mansion House. There were 700 people in the room and they dipped the lights and they showed a video, and it should be available hopefully on our website in the next few days. And they spoke to a girl called Aisling from Faithleg, who's just turned 19, and talked about she had a really hard time. She had mental health issues. She suffered from depression. And she just, I suppose, needed to feel part of a community and to see other people have been through the same thing. She felt when she was 14, 15 that you couldn't talk about it or you couldn't mention it, or that, you know, it meant that you weren't capable of doing anything with your life. And maybe she felt defined by it, I suppose, to a certain extent. And if you saw how beautiful and fabulous and powerful she is now, you know, you would just see that she just refused to give up on herself. And we didn't fix her, but we were just there with her when she fixed herself, you know. And I mean, she had other help too. She's got a really, really supportive family who are amazing. But, you know, it's just that sense of community and to see other people who might have suffered from mental health issues and who are still succeeding and still speaking positively and still able to support other people and see in them what they saw in themselves. And that's such a powerful thing.
Yeah, and it just shows when you go to schools and things. I really see how students can be so inspired by those stories.
Mm.
You have a new pledge. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have a new pledge. So basically what we're trying to do, we have done it in schools, but we've brought it online now through our new website. The idea behind it is that if you sign a contract to do anything, or if you write on a list, you're more likely to do it than if you just think about it.
Totally.
So we're trying to encourage girls to be kind to themselves, to each other, to lift each other up, to think about the culture that exists amongst women that, you know, if she succeeds, it means I can't, or if she's beautiful, it means I can't be, or if she's tall and I'm short, where, you know, I'm not as good as her. So there's a little pledge there, and we just ask girls to put in their name at the end of it. We're counting how many have signed it, and we want as many to sign it as possible. They can put in their email address if they want to, or just their name, whatever the way they want to do it is fine. So we're hoping to get as many to sign up to that as possible.
Okay, and that's Shona, Shona.ie. I could do with that pledge myself. I think we all could.
Well, feel free. Yeah.
I think I will. Tammy, thanks a million for coming in. What will the Social Entrepreneur of Ireland Award do for you, do you think?
Well, if the past few days are anything to go by, it's really going to help us scale up to another level. We've seen previous awardees who've started small and almost overnight.
Wow. Like what sort of awardees have they had in the past?
Well, Michael Kelly here
from GIY.
From Grow It Yourself. Yeah. He won. Now, Michael Kelly is amazing and he's actually been really good to me and really helpful. But he, you know, you've seen the centre he has here in Waterford.
Yeah.
He won an award a number of years ago. I spoke to numerous other awardees throughout the process and they said, I suppose I'm going to have to see it for myself. But they've said that it just brings them to another level. It also gives you validation. I think so many people are looking for attention for what they're doing or for funders or for people to partner with them. And when it comes to anything to do with mental health, some people might be a bit nervous about that. So it kind of gives us validation. And it also for our own confidence that somebody has recognised what we're doing and can see how important and powerful it is. You know, there'll be really no shutting us up at this stage.
Good stuff. Well, onwards and upwards. And it is International Mental Health Week as well. So what a good time for this to happen for the Shona Project too. Congratulations. Shona.ie is that website. And thanks, Tammy, for coming
thanks,
in at such a busy time too.
Thanks. Take care.